Thank you. Aí, opa. Varma. Kasto aur nikalate jayega par. Die Hochzeit. Kasto. Wie bei der Hochzeit.
No, he's nice. Let him be.
Yeah. So.
He's so shy.
So, Hare Krishna, Dobrodošli. Raj Kishore. Welcome. Vallava Shri Varadani Gopidana Vallava Shri Varadani Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Jamuna tira vanatari Jamuna tira vanatari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Tunya Vihari Jaya
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Thank you.
Class was about the necessity of sadhana, or spiritual practice, in order to reach a satya, a spiritual goal. Now this afternoon I would like to talk about the five sanskaras, or five sacraments, which create a favorable environment in which the spiritual practice will very quickly give good fruits.
A ovo popodneva bih žela da govorim o pet sanskara koje mogu da stvore to okruženje koje je jako povoljno za dostizanje, za duhovan put.
In Berlin, in the Gorabavan, where we live, next to a beautiful lake, we have a little spinach field.
I u Gorabavanu, Berlinu, tamo gde živimo, imamo pored nas jedno malo polje spinača.
Where we grow the spinach for Shishirada Kanayalal.
I mi tamo gajimo hranac za Šišerada Panela.
Now we have put a very special fertilizer, that is the ash of our daily yajna which we perform there in the on the ground, and since we have such favorable earth, the spinach grows much faster and much more tasty than any other spinach.
I onda smo nedavno počeli da stavljamo kao džubrivo pepeo od jagnje koje imamo svakodnevno tamo, i od tada taj spinač raste tako brzo i tako je ukusan kao ni jedan drugi.
So today we will teach you 5 powerful practices which you can do, which will help your spiritual development to grow much faster than it's ordinarily done.
I tako da ćemo vas i danas naučiti 5 jako moćnih praksi koje možete upotrebiti kako biste napredovali mnogo brže ka svom cilju.
These 5 practices are very, very old. They come from a system called Pancharatrika Vidhi.
I ovih 5 aktivnosti su jako, jako stare i potiču iz sistema koji se zove Pancharatrika Vidhi.
Pancharatrika means in 5 day and nights.
I Pancharatrika znači u 5 noći.
It's a process which very quickly, in 5 nights means a short time, not even a week, bring results.
I zove se tako što znači da može jako brzo u 5 noći, čak i nedelju dana, može doneti rezultat.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes them, and they are taken up in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur ih objašnjava, a oni su također dati i u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu od Rupa Goswami.
The first is tapa.
Prvi je tapa.
That means practicing prescribed austerities like the 4 rules and regulations.
To znači kada praktikujemo propisane strogosti kao što su 4 regulativne principe.
The second principle is called pundra, or decorating the body with tilak markings.
Drugi princip se zove pundra ili ukrašavanje tela znacima tilaka.
The third is nama, or chanting the holy name.
Treći je nama ili pevanje svetog imena.
The fourth is mantra, or chanting the Gayatri mantras.
Četvrti je mantra, odnosno pevanje Gayatri mantri.
And the fifth is yaga, or deity worship.
I peti je yagya, odnosno obožavanje božanstva.
Now, I will explain each one of these 5 in a very practical way which relates to your life.
I sada ću vam jasniti svaki od ovih 5, svaku od ovih 5 stvari na jako praktičan način, kako da to možete povezati sa sobstvenim životom.
But please first note that these 5 powerful spiritual practices are made for transformation.
Ali prvo molio bih vas da primetite da je ovih 5 moćnih aktivnosti namenjeno za transformaciju.
Just like in olden times, the yogis knew how to transform ordinary bell metal in gold, these 5 processes help you to come from a poor conditioned soul to a liberated ecstatic bhakta. Hare Krishna.
I upravo kao što su u stara vremena ljudi znali kako da pretvore običan metal u zlato, na isti način ovih 5 procesa mu mogu pomoći da se pretvorite iz jedne javne uslovljene duše u čistog ekstatičnog bhaktu.
The first principle is tapa.
Prvi princip je tapa.
You need to practice some austerities. If you eat anything, if you smoke intoxications, if you have sex life just for your pleasure with anyone who seems to give you pleasure, and do such things, you will never be able to develop spiritually.
Ako jedete bilo šta, ako se intoksicirate, ili ako imate seksualni život sa bilo kim ko vam pruža zadovoljstvom, onda nikada nećete dostići duhovni cilj.
Your spiritual life only will develop if you make a healthy distance to material life.
I vaš duhovni život se može ispravno razviti jedino onda ako napravite jednu distancu od materijalnog života.
In fact, the spiritual master is supposed to test a devotee
if he or she can renounce a little bit the material lifestyle.
I u stvari duhovni učitelj treba da testira svog učenika ili učenicu da li su oni u stanju da da se odaje, da odbace jedan deo tog materijalnog života.
My dear devotee, think about it. How can you attain anything spiritually if you just go totally into the material direction?
I moji dragi bhakti, samo razmislite kako možete dostići išta što je duhovno ako idete sasvim u materijalnom pravcu.
How can you obtain anything which lies in the west, no, in the east, by running into the west? It's not possible.
Kako možete dostići išta što se nalazi na istoku tako što trčite prema zapadu? To jednostavno nije moguće.
So, only when a spiritual teacher sees that his disciple or is willing to make a healthy distance from material illusion, can he teach him spiritual things.
I jedino kada duhovni učitelj vidi da njegov učenik može da napravi jednu zdravu distancu od materijalnog života, onda ga on može naučiti i podučiti duhovnim učenjem.
So, therefore, four rules and regulations are required. Otherwise, the Krishna conscious process will not work.
I zato su neophodna četiri regulativna principa, inače proces svesnosti Krishne ne može da funkcioniše.
In the beginning, you know, when Prabhupada started the movement in Hippieland, New York, and in Hippieland, San Francisco, then his early disciples who had been very much interested in sex, drugs, and rock and roll had difficulties to just understand what he was talking about.
I u ono vreme kada je Šila Prabhupada tek počeo sa propovedanjem na zapadu i u zemlji hipijevaca u Njujorku, u San Francisku, ti mladi ljudi oko njega, oni nisu u stvari mogli da razumiju o čemu to Šila Prabhupada govori.
The first devotees were going still to, this is an American food, donuts, kami donuts, with the, where you didn't know, maybe there are little eggs inside in the dough.
I u prvo vreme bakli su čak išli i dalje kupovali krofne u američkim restoranu, zato što čak nisu ni znali, možda imalo tu malo jaje u tim krofne.
And Prabhupada would regularly pass by the donut shop where his early disciples were inside, and the disciples were just diving under the tables to hide themselves.
I onda bi Šila Prabhupada redovno prošao pored tog restorana, a njegovi učenici bi se sakrili ispod stolova.
Prabhupada said, if this kami food is pervaded with the you know, vibration of sense gratification, and it will pull your consciousness down.
Srila Prabhupada je govorio, ova karmi hrana, ona je jednostavno prožeta tom vibracijom čulnog zadovoljenja.
So, but still the devotees would keep their old sense gratificatory habits. Drinking coffee and hot chocolate and black tea and Slilovich, you know.
Pili su i dalje kafu i toplu čokoladu i čaj i šljivovicu.
So Prabhupada saw there was a necessity to explain to his young disciples the principle of tapas.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada primetio da je neophodno da svojim učenicima objasni taj princip tapa.
He said, of course this chanting of Harinam will make you purified.
I on je rekao, naravno da će vas mantrenje svetog imena pročistiti.
That's nice, it's just like this fire which I'm going to ignite. For fire to come, I need dry firewood. Only if the wood is dry will the fire be blazing fire. But if I pour water on the firewood, then it will be very difficult to ignite it.
Ako ja sipam vodu na to drvo, onda će biti jako teško da je zapalim.
So, similarly, this Krishna consciousness or chanting Hare Krishna will keep you progressive.
na isti način ova svjesnost Krišne će vas stalno držati u razvoju.
And at the same time, voluntarily, you must give up all this nonsense. But if you continue pouring water on the fire, how can I help you?
Ali ako vi dalje nastavite da sipate vodu na vatru, kako će onda da vam pomogu?
Yeah. So tapas is voluntarily going away from sense gratification.
Tapas predstavlja dobrovoljno odustajanje od zadovoljavanja čula.
It is means not only externally, but you must also cleanse your heart from the desire of sense gratification.
I to se ne odnosi samo na spoljašnjost, već znači da morate iznutra odstraniti tu želju za zadovoljavanjem čula.
The word tapa literally means to burn.
I sama reč tapa bukvalno znači spaliti.
When you do some voluntary austerities, like keeping the four rules and the regulations, then you will burn away ignorance.
Kada dobrovoljno vršite strogosti, kao što su četiri regulativna principa, onda vi spaljujete neznanje.
In the old times, these are 5,000 years ago, people, devotees who would come to the initiation fire would stamp their body with hot iron. Oops. And there would be a conch shell and a lotus.
I u stara vremena kada bi bhakti dobili inicijaciju, onda bi oni uzeli užareno gvožđe i onda bi napravili pečate njime na svom telu, školjku i lotus.
It was a little bit like nowadays people do tattoos.
I to je bilo nešto malo tome kao što ljudi danas rade tetovaže.
So they were put on their bodies the signs of the Lord.
Tako da bi oni napravili, stavili bi znake gospodina na svoje telo.
Don't worry, it was not so painful. I have disciples who have done this in South India.
I nemojte da brinete, to nije bilo tako bolno, zato što ja znam, imam učenike koji su to napravili u Južnoj Indiji.
But please, no, we don't do this in the Hare Krishna movement.
Ali molim vas da znate, mi to ne radimo u Hare Krishna movement.
Don't worry. You know, that you come, there's a hot iron and then, now I'm a Hare Krishna.
Nemojte da brinete, niko neće doći sa vrelim Božjem da vas pečatira.
So, tapa, in another sense, we have now a few meanings, voluntary austerities for spiritual life, and then burning illusion.
I znači tapa, sad imamo nekoliko značenja za ovu reč, prije svega to je dobrovoljna strogost, yeah. Za duhovni napredak. Drugi smisao jeste da to znači spaljivanje iluzije.
But it also means to repent your material activities. You're no longer proud of it.
Ali također označava i vaše kajanje vaših materijalnih aktivnosti, vi ste više ponosni na njih.
And the prayers of Ajamil in the 6th canto, 2nd chapter, verses 34 to 38, are a wonderful example of repentance.
I u stihovima koje govori Ajamil u 6. pevanju, drugom poglavlju, stihovima od 34. do 38. imamo divan primjer.
When Ajamil started his spiritual life, he repented his material life.
I kada je Ajamil započeo svoj duhovni život, on se jako kajao zbog svog materijalnog života.
Listen to his words. Oh, I'm such a sinful person, but now I've gotten this opportunity. I must completely control my mind, my life and senses, and always engage in devotional service.
Ja želim da kompletno kontrolišem svoj um i svoja čula i da se uključim u predano služenje.
In this way I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life.
I na taj način neće opet upasti u tu duboku tamu neznanja materijalnog života.
He says, enough with this material life.
On kaže, dosta sa materijalnim životom.
I'm sorry for my ignorance from before.
I ja žalim zbog svog neznanja od ranije.
And he continues.
I onda on nastavlja.
If one identifies himself with his body, one is subjected to desires for sense gratification.
Ako se osoba poistovećuje sa prohtevima tela, onda se nalazi pod kontrolom svojih čula.
This is what constitutes material bondage.
I to je upravo ono od čega se sastoji materijalna veza, ograničenost.
But now I shall disentangle myself from my material bondage, which has been caused by the supreme personalities of Godhead's illusory energy called Maya.
A ja sada želim da se oslobodim tih stega materialnih veznosti koje je stvorila energija svevišnje božanske ličnosti Maya.
Oh, before my spiritual life, I was a most fallen soul. I had become a victim to the illusory energy.
I postao sam žrtva ove iluzorne energije.
And then Ajami gives an example. I was very much like a dancing dog who was led around by his mistress.
I onda Ajami daje primjer. On kaže, ja sam bio upravo poput psa koji pleše, koga vodi njegova gospodarica.
We have this in Germany. These dancing dogs are usually dogs of this species called Spitz.
I mi to imamo u Nemačkoj, imamo te pse koji plešu i to je jedna određena rasa pasa koja se zove Spitz.
Our neighbor had one of these Spitz. He was dancing on the two hind legs and the lady neighbor had a red, it was a white Spitz, and she had a red, you know, line and then a little piece of Wurst, and the Spitz was going like dancing like this, waiting for the reward of the Wurst.
I onda imali smo jednu komšinicu koja je imala tog psa, on je bio bele boje, ona je imala jednu crvenu uzicu i onda je na njemu držala neku kobasicu.
Yeah.
I onda je on igrao i sa tom kobasicom igrao na svojim zadnjim nogama.
Yes, and then there was this little piece of meat, huh?
Yes.
Wurst, or how do you say here?
Kobasic.
Sausage, yes. But only a little bit. Not a whole thing. Just a little. And this is how the conditioned soul is dancing, hoping that Maya will give some sense gratification.
I to je upravo način na koji uslovljena duša pleše, nadajući se da će Maya dati malo zadovoljenje.
Enough of this!
Dosta s time.
I shall give up all lusty desires and free myself from this illusion.
Ja želim da napustim sve svoje poželjne želje i da se oslobodim od ove iluzije.
I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entities and always absorb myself in Krishna consciousness.
Ja ću postati dobronamernik svih živih bića i postaću potpuno apsorbovan u svesnost Krishna.
And then Ajamil is just thinking, wow, I have the chance of chanting Hare Krishna.
I onda Ajamil misli, da, ja imam priliku da mantram Hare Krishna.
And he says, simply because I chanted the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, my heart is now becoming purified.
I onda misli, samo zato što sam pevao sveto ime u društvu Krišnjenih bhakta, moje srce sada postaje pročišćeno.
I shall not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification.
Ja neću ponovo postati žrtva tih lažnih pravila zadovoljenja čula.
I will not identify myself with the body.
Ja neću da se poistovećujem s ovim telom.
I will become free from the false conception of this, the I and mine.
I postaću slobodan od ovih lažnih koncepcija, ja i moje.
And I shall fix my mind, Hare Krishna, on the lotus feet of Krishna.
I ja ću sredrediti svoj um na lotusovo stopala Krishna.
So, you know, when you are in this mood, it's like as if an internal fire arises in you and burns ignorance and ego and attachment to ashes.
I onda kada ste u ovakvom raspoloženju, onda se budi ta unutrašnja vatra koja spaljuje vaš ego i vaše vezanosti, neznanje.
So this tapa is very important.
Ova tapa je jako bitna.
If in your spiritual life you just keep a material atmosphere at home with TV and all this material diversion, you just can't ignite the fire of Krishna consciousness.
I ako kod svoje kuće dalje imate materijalno okruženje sa televizijom i sličnim stvarima, onda nikada nećete moći da imate da vodite stvarni duhovni život.
Keep the wood dry.
Očuvajte svoje drvo suvim.
So that you get the beautiful fire.
Tako da možete zapaliti predivnu vatru.
The second process is pundra or urdva pundra, which means tilak, putting tilak on the body.
I drugi proces predstavlja urdva pundra, koji predstavlja stavljanje tilaka na vaše telo.
Tilak is the sign of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, which is a sign which goes upward.
I tilak je ovaj znak. Znak gospodina Krišna ili Višnu, to je znak koji vodi na gore.
See, these are two lines which are like the left and right side of a road.
Pogledajte, on se sastoji i na dve strane, koje su poput leve i desne strane puta.
It also is a sign that my body is a temple of Krishna.
I to je također znak da je moje telo
It said those people who have tilak on their head and tulasi beads around their neck and who mark 12 places on their body with this tilak are moving Vishnu temples.
I kaže se da osobe koje imaju tilak na svom čelu, koje imaju tulsi oko svog vrata i znake tilaka na 12 mjesta na svom telu, oni su pokretni hramovi Vishnu.
Their presence purifies the whole world.
Njihovo prisustvo pročišćava čitav svet.
Now, when you bow down your head and put it on the earth in obeisances,
kada odajete poštovanje, kada stavite svoju glavu na pod,
then, listen to this beautiful explanation, your tilak sign shows towards Vrindavan.
I onda, slušajte ovo predivno objašnjenje, vaš tilak znak ukazuje prema Vrindavanu.
And with this you say, my Lord, I am paying my obeisances towards the place where you appear.
I onda vi ovime kažete, moj dragi gospodine, ja ovime odajem svoje poštovanje mestu na kome si se ti pojavio.
You should think, whenever you put your head down in humble obeisances, oh, my life points to Vrindavan.
I vi bi trebalo da razmišljate svaki put kada odajete poštovanje, oh, moj život je usmeren ka Vrindavanu.
This tilak or urdva pundra has also an internal aspect.
Tilak također ima i unutrašnji aspekt.
It means you take full shelter of the path of Sharanagati or surrender.
Ono značilo da ste uzeli potpuno utočište na putu Sharanagati, odnosno predavanja.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes very nicely, O repentant soul, don't delay!
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže jako lepo, o dušu koja se kaje, nemoj da kasniš.
Mark the body, mind and soul with urdva pundra tilak.
I označi svoje telo, svoju dušu, svoj um sa urdva pundra tilakom.
And follow the path of advancement which leads you to the kingdom of God.
I sledi put napretka koji te vodi ka Božjem kraljevstvu.
In that nectar, Nandatula.
To nije nectar.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would look at his students if they would have tilak on their heads. And if they wouldn't have, he would say, go home, put the tilak on your head. Your body looks like a graveyard. How?
Groblje.
Grovja?
Groblje.
Groblje. Groblje. Yes, it looks like a grovje. Too much. Because, see, in this world, we should go the path which brings us to life. So, the next thing which purifies us in our life of transformation is Nam, receiving the holy names of the Lord.
I treća stvar koja nam pomaže na našem putu jeste Nam, odnosno primanje svetog imena.
See, the holy names, when they are regularly chanted, will awaken the soul's eternal nature.
Vidite, sveto ime, kada se redovno peva, ono će probuditi dušinu, izvornu prirodu.
And when you learn to chant without offenses and with a feeling of longing for Krishna, then you will soon have the association of Lord Krishna.
I kada naučite da pevate sveto ime bez uvreda i sa osjećanjima čežnje za Krishnom, onda ćete jako brzo napredovati.
Now, nama, or accepting the name, doesn't just mean to accept the holy name.
Ali nama, odnosno prihvatanje imena, ne znači da samo prihvatite sveto ime.
It also means to accept your spiritual name. At the time of initiation, the guru offers the disciple a spiritual name indicating something very special.
I u dobu inicijacije duhovni učitelj će dati svom učeniku duhovno ime i time će ukazati na nešto jako
specijalno. The disciple, after having received a new spiritual name, thinks the following thing.
I učenik nakon što primi duhovno ime, on će misliti na sljedeći način.
I'm not a Milorad any longer. I'm now a Haridasa, not an enjoyer.
Ja više nisam Milorad, ja sam sad Haridasa. Ja više nisam uživalac.
I'm no longer let me say, what is a good Yugoslavian name? Maya. I'm now a Hari Priya Devidasi.
Ja više nisam Maya, ja sam Hari Priya Devidasi.
I'm now connected with Lord Hari.
Ja sam sada povezana sa gospodinom Harijem.
Even Maya, Maya means here the material energy, is eternally connected to Krishna. My duty is to even engage the material energy in Krishna's service.
Čak i Maja, energija gospodina, ona je uvek večno povezana sa gospodinom Krishnom, tako da je moja dužnost da čak i tu energiju povežem sa službom.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a wonderful, wonderful description of how Dabirkas and Sakar Malik received their spiritual names from Lord Chaitanya.
I u Chaitanya Charitamriti postoji predivan opis kako su Sakara Malik i Dabirkas.
Lord Chaitanya told them, "My dear Dabirkas, you two brothers are my old servants."
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, "Moj dragi Dabirkas, tvoje dvojice braće su moji sluge."
From this day your names will be changed to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan.
I od ovog dana vaše imena će biti promenjena u Srila Rupa i Srila Sanatan.
Prabhupada writes that when these two people came to Lord Chaitanya for initiation, Lord Chaitanya accepted them as his old servants.
I ovdje opisano Chaitanya Charitamriti, kada su moje dve osobe prišle za inicijaciju, gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ih je prihvatio kao svoje stare sluge.
And as a sign that he accepted them, he changed their names.
I kao znak da ih je on prihvatio, on je promenio njihova imena.
Prabhupada says, it is to be understood from this that it is essential for a disciple to change his name after initiation.
I Šila Prabhupada kaže da iz ovoga možemo razumeti da je za učenika od suštinske važnosti da promeni svoje ime nakon inicijacije.
Yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it? Do you see how this is really an all-around transformation?
I ovo je predivno, zar ne? Da li možete da, da vidite kako se ovdje radi o jednoj transformaciji koju sve prožimo?
Our relationship to this body is transformed.
Naš odnos s ovim telom je transformisan.
Our direction in life is transformed by this sign Urdhvapundra. It goes upwards.
I naše usmjerenje u životu je promijenjeno ovim znakom koji ide na gore.
Our own name is transformed. We are getting a new birth, so to say.
I naše sopstveno ime se sada menja i drugim rečima mi smo ponovo rođeni.
Then finally everything is transformed.
I onda konačno sve se transformiš.
Sometimes devotees, modern devotees think, well, oh, I mean, this is so spiritual. Can't we just budi normalni?
I onda ponekad bakte misle, ali ovo je sve tako duhovno. Možemo mi da budemo malo normalni?
My dear devotees, what you think is normal is totally abnormal.
Moj dragi bakte, ono što vi smatrate normalnim je potpuno nenormalno.
It's dangerous to become abnormal.
I jako je opasno postati nenormalno.
It is important to become again connected with Krishna.
I jako je značajno opet postati povezan sa Krishnom.
Yes. Yes. See, when we leave Krishna, we first fall asleep and forget everything.
Vidite, kad napustimo Krishnu, prvo što se desi jeste da zaspimo i da zaboravimo sve.
And when we again awake, we are totally in illusion.
A kada se opet probudimo, onda smo potpuno u iluziji.
I had once a cousin. He had a terrible car accident.
Imao sam jednom rođaka koji imao strašnu nesreću s kolima.
We in the family really don't know exactly what happened.
I mi u porodici ne znamo što se zaista desilo.
Because his body was all right after the car accident.
Zato što je njegovo telo i dalje bilo u redu nakon te saobraćajne.
But something had happened inside, and when the police found him in his car, which was, you know, severely damaged, he couldn't remember who he was.
Ali nešto unutra se jako promijenilo, nešto se čudno desilo i onda kada ga je policija našla, on nije mogao da se seti ni svog sopstvenog imena.
He was brought in the hospital where we the family members saw him.
I onda su ga odveli u bolnicu gdje smo ga mi članovi porodice vidjeli.
I remember I also visited my cousin Joachim was his name, or Wolfgang, I forgot, one of the two, maybe Wolfgang more. Yes, and I said, Wolfgang, do you recognize me? He is your cousin.
I onda sam ja također posjetio svog rođaka u bolnici koji se zvao Wolfgang i ja sam mu rekao, Wolfgang, evo ja sam tu, tvoj nećet, da li me prepoznaješ?
But he could not recognize me, although we were very close.
Ali on nije mogao da me prepozna, iako smo bili jako bliski.
And Wolfgang could never ever remember who he was.
I Wolfgang nikada više nije mogao da se seti ko je on zaista.
After 10 years, he got a new passport.
I nakon 10 godina on je napravio novi pasoš.
And he started to live like a beggar on the street.
I počeo da živi poput prosjeka na ulici.
And when I came by, I felt so much compassion, I gave him sometimes 50 pfennigs to buy some, maybe a piece of bread or something.
I onda kada bih, svaki put kada bih prošao pored njega na ulici, ja bih mu dao 50 pfenniga kako bi on kupio možda komad hleba.
It was so heartbreaking because he became so immoral.
I to je bilo tako srceparajuće zato što je on bio tako nemoralan.
Yes. So this happens when after our accident, when we leave Krishna.
I to je upravo ono što se dešava nakon naše nesreće koje se desi kada mi napustimo Krishna.
We fall asleep in some coma and then when we wake up, we can't remember anything any longer.
Mi padnemo u komu i onda kada se probudimo, više se ne možemo setiti ničega.
In the world, this is called normal life.
I u svetu to se zove normalnim životom.
It's dangerous to be normal for a devotee.
Ali jako je opasno za bhaktu da bude normalan.
So this complete transformation is required so that he can again join Krishna. Then the next of the five samskaras is mantra. You get a Diksha mantra, Gayatri mantra. It is a prayer which addresses God in the dativ case. What's that? That's a certain grammatical formulation where the name changes, gets an aya at the end. Let's make it simple. If I call Igor in the sweet Serbian language, I would say Igore, isn't it? Or Rada Kripe. No. Grammatically, it's not. How would I say?
Same. I mean, it's also in Serbian.
In Serbian.
Not only masculine.
No, only masculine. Okay. Igore, I would say. So when I call Krishna, I will say Krishnaya, Aya, Vasudevaya.
Tako da ako bih na sanskritu zvao Krishna, onda ću reći Krishnaya ili za Vasude, Vasudevaya.
So the Gayatri mantras have these names of Krishna with in the dative case, which means we call out for Krishna.
Tako da u sanskritu imena dobijaju, se stavljaju dativ, što znači da mi zovemo Krishna.
Krishnaya, Govindaya. Krishnaya, Govindaya, Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. These Gayatri mantras also have very powerful sounds. They are called the beach mantras.
I ove jako moćne Gayatri mantre imaju moćno seme koje se nazivaju beach mantre.
Om Ain Kling Lim Rim Ram. These are very powerful. Shrim, Chim. The very powerful mantras or beach mantras, seeds which carry a certain spiritual potency in them to destroy illusion.
I ovo su jako moćne mantre, poput semena koje u sebi nosi jako moćnu snagu da uništi materijalnu iluziju.
So these beach mantras are like bombs which destroy the sinful tendency within you.
I ove beach mantre su upravo poput bombi koje uništavaju grešne tendencije u vama.
Have you seen Pankajangri Prabhu?
Da li ste videli Pankajangri Prabhu?
Have you noticed how he is so different, his subtle body?
Da li ste primetili kako njegovo subtilno tijelo je tako drugačije?
That's because he chants these powerful beach mantras.
I to je zato što on mantra ove jako moćne beach mantra.
This just totally spiritualizes you.
I to je ono što vas potpuno produhovljava.
When you chant them properly, your old sinful activities will go.
I kada ih mantrate na pravilan način, vaše stare grešne aktivnosti će nestati.
And these powerful Gayatri mantras also have detailed information about Radha and Krishna.
A također ove moćne Gayatri mantre sadrže detaljne informacije o Radhi i Krishna.
If you want to know more about this subject, here comes a little advertisement for the Sharanagati Press. Buy from Tridasha Roy the Gayatri book.
I ako želite da znate nešto više o ovim mantrama, ovdje dolazi jedna mala reklama, možete dobiti
do Tridasha Roy. Male reklame.
I da kupite Gayatri knjigu.
Hare Krishna. The last process is called Yaga.
A poslednji proces se zove Yaga.
It is, or Yagya. Oh, yagya. You say in the Pancharatika language yaga. And here you are instructed, the disciple is instructed to worship Krishna using his body and mind.
svojim telom i svojim umom.
This worship can technically be only performed when you have received these powerful bija mantras.
I ovo obožavanje može tehnički gledano da bude izvršeno jedino kada ste pre toga dobili ove moćne bija mantre.
But there are also forms of deity worship which are a little simpler, which you can do without these bija mantras.
Ali također postoje oblici obožavanja koji su jednostavni i koji se mogu vršiti čak i ako niste dobili ove mantre.
Now I know for some of you this was necessary information, for others it was a little bit too detailed. Let me now say something which combines the two groups.
I sad ja znam da je za neke od vas ovo bila neophodna informacija, dok je za drugi bilo malo previše detaljno, tako da sad želim sve da izložim na način da je tu i za jedne i za druge.
If you want spiritual life, you need a transformation of your existence.
Ako želite duhovni život, neophodna vam je transformacija vaše egzistencije.
You can't cross over the material energy without a transformation.
Ne možete preći preko ovog materijalnog postojanja bez transformacije.
Once there was a river.
Jednom bila je jedna reka.
The river was flowing like this.
I reka je tekla upravo ovako.
But it always ended at the desert. And it could never cross over the desert. Just like this water here, it just disappeared in the sand. The river was frustrated. I want to see the ocean. But I'm stopped by this dry desert.
Ali mene zaustavlja ova suva pustinja.
What can I do?
Šta da uradim?
One day, the desert wind came.
Jednog dana, pustinski vetar je došao.
You have to give up your ego as a river.
Ti moraš da napustiš svoj ego reke.
Come with me.
Pođi sa mnom.
I will evaporate you.
I ja ću načiniti da ti ispariš.
I will lift you in the air.
I ja ću te podići u vazduh.
And I will blow you to the ocean.
I ja ću te oduvati do okeana.
Too much, said the river. I'm afraid.
Previše, rekla je reka, ja se plašim.
I come back in 1 year and ask you again. The river, the wind.
Ja ću se vratiti za godinu dana i pitaću te isto pitanje, rekao je vetar.
For a whole year, this river tried to cross the desert.
I čitavi godinu dana reka je pokušavala da pređe pustinju.
But after a year, it felt like a person who has been cut at the veins and all the blood has run out of his body.
Ali nakon čitave godine dana ona se osjećala poput osobe koje su prerazane vene i čija čitava krv je izašla napolje.
He was so exhausted and so tired of life.
I ona je bila tako iscrpljena i tako umorna od života.
Here I am again.
Evo me opet.
Your friend, the wind.
Tvoj prijatelj, vetar.
Do you have now a little bit more faith?
Da li sada imaš nešto malo više vere?
Can you hear that my voice is very sweet and friendly?
Da li možeš da čuješ da je moj glas jako sladak i prijateljski?
Don't fear.
Nemoj se plašiti.
Okay, said the river. Take me.
U redu, rekla je reka. Uzmi me.
And it evaporated.
Onda ona isparila.
It became clouds in the sky.
Pretvorilo se u oblake na nebu.
And the wind blew the clouds over the desert to the mountain range.
I onda je vetar odneo oblake sve do planinskog venca.
And there the cloud transformed into sweet rain.
I onda se to oblak pretvorio u slatku kišu.
It flew down the side of the mountain and entered the beautiful blue ocean.
I onda je reka potekla uz planinsku padinu i ulila se u okean.
What you have learned today is nothing else than the voice of the wind.
I ono čemu ste danas učili nije ništa drugo, već upravo ovaj glas vetra.
It's the voice of Krishna.
To je glas Krishna.
My dear soul,
moja draga duša,
turn away from the Maya.
Okreni leđa Maji.
Give up your false identity.
Napusti svoj lažni identitet.
Trust me.
Veruj mi.
Put on tilak. That means acknowledge that your path in life goes up back to me, back home.
A to znači shvati da tvoj put vodi nazad gore ka meni.
Receive a new name.
Primi novo ime.
Signifying a new identity.
Koje označava novi identitet.
You are now a Haridas or Hari Priyadasi.
Ti si sada Haridas ili Hari Priyadasi.
Chant the sacred mantras which worship me.
Pevaj svete mantre koje me obožavaju.
And serve me in my form as a deity.
I služi me u mom obliku božanstva.
Then you will become a beautiful cloud.
I onda ćeš postati prelepi oblak.
And go and come back to me who is waiting for you.
I onda ćeš mi se vratiti meni koji čeka na tebe.
A very wonderful spiritual science. In our Krishna consciousness, we have these five ingredients which you have learned about, implicit in the processes of devotional service. Rupa Goswami has given these 64 angas.
Rupa Goswami je dao 64 ange predanog služenja.
And he has summarized the Vaishnava process of transformation into five processes.
I on je sumirao čitav ovaj vaishnavski proces transformacije u pet procesa.
Most of you know them.
I većina vas zna koji su.
But just to be complete, I will tell them to you again.
Ali kako bih ja bio kompletan, ja ću vam ih ponoviti.
Have Vaishnav Sangha.
Imate društvo Vaishnava.
Hear from the scripture Bhagavatam.
Slušajte spis Bhagavatam.
Chant the holy name.
Pevajte sveto ime.
Visit the place where Krishna appeared in this world, the holy Dham.
I posetite mesto gde se Krishna pojavio u ovom svetu, sveto mesto.
And worship the deities.
I obožavajte božanstvo.
I wish you all the best in your personal journey of transformation.
Ja vam želim sve najbolje u vašem ličnom putu duhovne transformacije.
I hope that you will stop trying to cross the desert of material life in your false identities.
Ja se nadam da ćete vi prestati da pokušavate da pređete ovo materijalno postavljanje u svom lažnom identitetu.
Hare Krishna. So now we are finished. Bali Sadacha, let me just ask, yes, let me just ask one question. Should we do, we will now, please all wait, we will now stop the class, we will have a few questions and answers, and afterwards, like every year, we will enter the world of martial arts as spectators.
I sada bih samo želao da najavim da ćemo imati kratko pitanja i odgovore, a onda nakon toga ćemo svi ući u svet borilačkih veština, ali samo kao posmatrači.
But this year Bali Sadachav has promised to show us a few powerful exercises which will make our body full of energy and health.
Ali ove godine Bali Sadachar je obraćao da će nam pokazati nekoliko moćnih vežbi koje će načiniti naše telo punim energije.
So we will all do a little martial arts.
Tako da ćemo mi svi makar malo postati yes, deo tog borilačkog.
No fighting, but you know, energizing.
Samo energetski.
But we need to know, will you do it here or will you do it? You will look outside.
What?
Yes.
Dobro. So we will be here a little bit more and we wait for your sign.
Mi ćemo ovdje još malo i čekamo na tvoj
You can maybe send one of your students to tell us where we should go, yes. And Ida will also be there. Hare Krishna. Okay. So let me now see if any one of you has questions. Hari Manhan also. Oh. Good. Admavan Prabhu. One moment, you get a microphone.
Regarding second process, which is Punda, or word of Punda, is it the main ingredient of the process which elevate our consciousness, actually that we remember Krishna by chanting the mantras Om Keshava Namaha, we offer obeisances to Keshava Krishna, which means actually the mantras. Of course, we know that it is the clay from Ganges or from Vrindavan, or this have potency. But what is actually the main potency? Where? In the chanting mantras and remembering Krishna? Or just maybe someone don't chant and just put?
Yeah. Yes.
Where is the
thank you.
Nectar? Regarding elevation of
Sorry.
Hoćeš ti da prevedeš? Kurva pundra ili stavljanje, nanošenje tilaka na čelu i na ukupno, znači 12 mjesta. Da li je glavna moć u smislu uzizanja svesnosti leži u mantranju mantri koji se izvoraju pri tome, odajem sve poštovanje Kešavi i Krišne i tako dalje, na taj način se automatski sećamo Krišne i peo njegovo sveto ime, ili ipak isto tako da kažem, bitan deo u samoj toj prašini koja znamo da je povoljna, zašto potiče iz Gange ili iz Vrindavana i tako dalje. U čemu je, gdje je taj glavni nektar, da kažem, u smislu uzdizanja svjesnosti?
Yes. When you apply the tilak signs, it's always necessary to do the mantras.
Kada stavljate tilak na svoje telo, uvek je neophodno da izgovorite mantru.
And even if you cannot put the clay signs, maybe because you are just doing some official work and it just would look too exotic if you have this, the effect when you just put water and say the mantras while you put the mantra Om Keshavaya Namaha, I heard the effect is fully there.
I znači čak i ako nekada zbog posla koji vršite i ne možete tamo baš da izgledate jako egzotično, onda možete da stavite i samo znakom vodene znake, ali upravo je moć u tim mantrama koje izgovarate i efekt je potpuno isti.
In Germany, there is a detector for subtle energies, and once I needed some health situation, and they went with this detector over my body and made the health practitioner said, "What is you a Superman or what?"
I u Nemačkoj postoji detektor za detektovanje subtilne energije i kada su provjeravali moje zdravstveno stanje, prelazili su tim detektorom iznad mog tela i svaki put iznad tilaka bi se značio takav znak. I onda me ovaj koji je to radio pitao, šta si ti, Superman?
I said, no, I'm not Superman, I'm Mantra Man.
Ja sam rekao, ja nisam super čovjek, ja sam mantra čovjek.
Yeah, because here you Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Madhavaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, Vishnave Namaha, Madhusudanaya Namaha, Trivikramaya Namaha, Takudalya. It's the mantras are the important thing. And you can see they are also in the dative case, Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha, Narayanaya Namaha, Madhavaya Namaha, and so on. they are addressing the Lord.
I možete vidjeti da su ove mantre isto u dativu, što znači da predstavljaju obraćanje gospodinu.
Dativo, yes. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Yes, one moment. I will ask those who did not yet ask. Bhakti Granta, Prabhu. Grantaji.
I would like to ask Maharaj, you said that in order to set up the fire of Krishna consciousness in our hearts, that we should become dry of desires, so to enjoy in material desires and material existence, so that spiritual master can light this fire, as Srila Prabhupada said when he was reading. And sometimes I have noticed in my life and in the life of the other devotees when we are speaking, that sometimes we realize that these material desires and activities really make us sweat, so we can become really Krishna conscious. And then we decide to leave that attachments and desires, but often we see that they don't want to leave us.
So true, isn't it? Raja Kishore is smiling this title, isn't it? This is like this, yeah.
And then sometimes we are feeling like so many ninjas are waiting for us around every corner, you know, and you don't know from where attack they'll come. Even if you're not experienced, and ninjas are so experts, you know, and sometimes it's really like that in life. Yeah, so what to do? Pitao sam Sachinatana Maharaja, kao što je rekao čitavoj u knjizi, što je rekao Šila Pravpad, da bi razvili svjesnost Krišne u svome srcu, potrebno je da postanemo jako suvi od tih materijalnih želja i materijalnih vezanosti, da bi vatra svjesnosti Krišne mogla da se upali, da bi duhovni učitelj mogla da je upali. I onda sam rekao Maharaju da razgovaraju sa svojim prijateljima, i meni se to dešava ponekad, hoćemo da napustimo materijalne vezanosti, materijalne želje, ali oni neće da puste nas na miru. I onda se osjećamo, za svakog čoška može dođe napad, ko onako ninja nas čekaju sa svojim tehnikama, i za svakog čoška mi nismo ni naoružani, niti smo iskusni u borilačkim veštinama. I nikad ne znamo znači da nas vizne iza kojeg čoška. I onda nikamo se šta da se radi sad.
Bhakti Granta, you are speaking about a person like me. For many, many years I have asked this question. And I found consolation in the works of Raghunath Das Goswami, who talks about this case. He says, he compares these material desires with highway robbers who capture you.
Onda sam ja našao utehu u delima Raghunatha Das Goswamija koji poredi ove želje sa lopovima koji vas zarobljavaju na putu.
He says the only way is to call out for the policemen, the devotees of Krishna.
I onda on kaže jedini način, jedini izlaz je da zovete u pomoć policajce, odnosno Krišnine vlade.
Sometimes we have so many material desires, we are just almost unable to move forward.
I nekada mi imamo tako puno materialnih želja, da jednostavno nismo sposobni da se krećemo napred.
But then you should go to the devotees and talk about them and ask them for help. I mean good devotees.
I onda bi trebalo da odete kod dobrih bhakta i da im ispričate o svojim problemima i da ih pitate za pomoć.
See, material desires like to hide in the anonymous darkness of your heart.
Vidite, materialne želje, one vole da se skrivaju u toj anonimnoj tami vašeg srca.
The moment you pull them out of this anonymous hiding, it's much better.
I onda, taj trenutak, kada ih vi izvučete na svjetlost iz tog anonimnog skrivanja, to sve postaje mnogo bolje.
I have seen when I have something in my heart like this and I just talk, call out for the devotees, please help me. These desires don't go by themselves. I just can't get them out, you know, then the devotees will take them out.
Ja sam to mogla da vidim na svom primjeru, kad imam neki problem, jednostavno odem kod bakte i kažem pomozite, ja ne mogu ove želje da izbacim iz sebe i onda odnosno sve krene da funkcioniš.
Mm-hmm. One moment, one moment. But you must go to devotees who are themselves free from this.
Ali morate otići do bakta koji sami nisu zarobljeni od takvih od strane takvih materijalnih želja. Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is the news?
We will have on the field, but for 50 minutes to warm up.
15. Yes. 15, not 50.
15.
Good.
Warm up
and then we will go. Thank you very much for this information. What is your name?
Saint.
Saint. Saint. Saint. Male saint. Huh? Saint. Holy man. Hare Krishna. Your name has given great pleasure to our heart. You are saint. Saintly. Arabian.
Saide.
Said. Aha, not saint. Yes, Saide. Good. Yes. So this is what it is. What is described, Bhakti Granta. Call out to the devotees, help! I have this rope of material desires around my neck. And it's pulling me to the slaughterhouse.
I to ono što je opisano Bhaktigranta. Jednostavno moraš da povičeš u pomoć i da kažeš baktama da ti pomognu zato što te ovaj konopac koji ti se nalazi oko vrata, on te vuče u panicu.
Krishna. It worked. It works. You will see. But sometimes we also, do you notice, we are not sure if we... Maybe it's good to keep this material desire.
Ali da li si ti nekad primetio, mi ponekad nismo baš sigurni, onda mislimo, možda ipak dobro da ja čuvam ovu materijalnu želju.
Maybe it will help me to be more naturalni.
Možda će mi ova želja pomoći da ja budem što prirodniji.
I will become so inhuman if I have not this human desires. So we must be sure what we want to do with them. This is the first answer. It is highly dissatisfying. I mean, it is all right, but here I give my real answer. Bhakti Granthaji, you need to hear about Krishna.
Bhakti Granta, potrebno je da slušaš o Krishna.
You need to fill your mind more up with Krishna.
I potrebno je da ispuniš svoj um više Krishna.
When you just think about these material desires and I should give them up, but I'm not so sure if I really want to, you know, this won't work.
Ako jednostavno razmišljaš o tim materijalnim željama i misliš, jo, trebalo bi da ih napustim, no to onda jednostavno ne funkcioniš.
Or this, you know, I just don't, I will not go to the movies.
Ili ako misliš, ja neću da idem u bioskop.
It is not good to see the Exterminator.
I nije dobro da ja gledam Terminator.
There was such a good film review, though.
Ali ja sam vidio tako dobru kritiku.
It is definitely a part of our modern culture. I need to be in tune with everything.
Ali ja vidim, to je definitivno deo ove naše moderne kulture. Ja hoću da budem u skladu sa svima što sam.
No, but in the Fruška Goranga camp, no Maya, no Maya, no Maya, no Maya.
Ne, ja na Fruški Gorangi ja sam čuo, ne Maj, ne Maj.
I won't go.
Neću biti.
However, there is a very interesting law in nature.
Postoji jako zanimljiv zakon u prirodi.
What you resist, that persists in you.
Ono čemu se opireš, to samo jača u tebi.
When you only say no, that thing which you will say no will stay with you.
Ako jednostavno stalno govoriš ne istoj stvari, ta stvar će ostati u tebi.
Mother Teresa was against And no, would never go to anti-war demonstrations.
Majka Teresa, ona nikada nije išla ni na jednu manifestaciju, demonstraciju koja je bila protiv rata.
She said, "Don't invite me to for anti-war demonstration. Invite me for pro-peace demonstrations."
I ona je rekla, nemojte me nikada pozivati na demonstracije koje su protiv rata. Pozovite me na demonstraciju koja je za mir.
Because she knows, she knew what you resist that persists in you.
Zato što ona znala, ono čemu se opireš, to ostaje u tebi.
No, no, I will not have any sexual energy, but no. I will also not think about it. No.
Ne, ja neću imati nikakav seksualni život, neću čak ni da mislim o tome, nikako.
Think about Krishna.
Misli na Krishna.
Think about spiritual life.
Misli na duhovni život.
And all of a sudden you would see how the son of Krishna has evaporated all this material illusions.
I onda ćeš iznenada vidjeti kako je sunce Krishna i kako je ono načinilo da sve te materialne želje isparu.
When I am in Maya, I read Krishna book.
Kada sam ja u Maya, ja čitam Krishna knjigu.
Because then I think of Krishna always.
Zato što onda uvijek mislim na
Krishna. And all of a sudden I think, where is the Maya? It's no longer there.
I onda iznenada primetim, pa gde je Maya? Nema je više.
This is called the via positiva.
Ovo se u stvari zove pozitivni put.
In spiritual life there are always two ways, the via negativa.
U duhovnom na duhovnom putu uvijek postoje dva puta.
And the via positiva.
Negativni i pozitivni put.
And always the positivni put gives more result.
I uvijek ovaj pozitivni put daje više rezultata.
So, Ojashvi, let us see how you will do this year, if we will be able to understand your question. Okay.
Or Kumaras were approaching to Lord Rama and asking the question, how can one who desired liberation, who desired to attain the goal of life, can surpass the mutual relationship between mind and sense objects?
Mm-hmm.
Because mind always enters into sense objects and sense objects
into the mind.
And, and after Krishna appears like a Hamsavatar, like a swan, and explained that the person cannot separate mind from the sense object, but he can separate himself from the mind and sense object. That from that appears that even if we separate ourselves from mind and sense objects, the sense objects in the mind will continue to have a relationship in this world. And my question is, is connected with the
with Bhakti Granthas. Mm-hmm.
That my question is, how in this situation, how can we? What is our
our chance maybe to lead a spiritual life when they are so interconnected?
Yes. But Krishna said that the foolish person see himself in the as the sun is foolish. The person thinks that the sun is present in the reflection in the water. But actually, sun is present in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we are in the water, and when the wind blows, the water moves, and we think mm-hmm. we have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun is covered with the cloud, while the sun is never, never covered. And my question is, what is the way? Actually, what you explaining about this five things? separate ourselves from the mind and sense object. But what should we do then with this relationship with the mind sense objects after this? Because they have to have some relationship. I
think I understand your question. It was very, very... No, it's a very, very good point. It's a very subtle point, but I'm aware of this 11th canto. When I read this passage which you have just now quoted, it will take a long time to because he's. Would you like to translate your question, or? But you should not say something else than you said.
I'm sorry.
No. I understand. Mandikini is laughing. She knows these discussions. No, but this is very clear. I feel it's very clear.
Kako da se izborimo sa tim. Slično je sa pitanjem četvorce kumara koji su prišli brani i pitali ga kako osoba koja želi da nadiđe interrelat između uma i premeta čula. Um uvijek ulazi u premeta čula i premeta čula u um. I osoba koja želi da nadiđe kako može koja želi dostigne cilj života, cilj joge, ona je da nadiđe tu relaciju između čula i uma. I onda Krišna kasnije se pojavio kao labud, i rekao je da osoba ne može zapravo odvojiti um od primjeta čula, jer oni pripadaju jedan drugom, od iste su energije, nego može sebe odvojiti od uma i primjeta čula. I moje pitanje je bilo, pošto će, naravno, i ako se odvojimo, primjeti čula i um nastati da imaju relaciju, kako da djelujemo unutar, kako će trebati da bude to djelovanje?
Yeah. So the question is again, you know the question?
Almost.
Yes, can you repeat in English?
To repeat?
Yeah, in English, yeah.
Well, as far as I understood, once we got separated from our mind, we are not identified with our mind. What then? Mind and objects, they always have relationship, and what to do with this? How do we relate to that?
This is also how I understood the question. Yes. I would like to make the question of Ojashvi very simple for a simple person like me.
Ja bih sad želela da ovo pitanje načinim jako jednostavno.
See, the mind goes to the sense objects in a very natural way.
Vidite, um ide prema objektima čula na jedan jako prirodan način.
We think about the outside world of, you know, nice food maybe, or nice drink, or a good weather environment.
Mi prirodno razmišljamo o stvarima koje se nalaze iznad nas, o dobroj hrani, o dobrom piću, o dobrom vremenu.
Now it's very difficult to separate the mind from the external world because there is another relationship also going on. The sense objects seem to go into the mind and stay in the mind.
Ali sada je jako teško odvojiti um od objekata čula zato što se čini da ti objekti čula oni ulaze u um i ostaju u njemu.
Let me show you how. You are somewhere in your room, but all of a sudden you think of what you have seen. You see an inner picture, maybe of a nice Fruška Goranga ice cream. So in this way the two are interlocked, mind and sense objects. How will we ever get liberation from this entanglement?
kako da mi dostignemo oslobođenje od takve vezanosti.
How can we purify our mind and work with our mind?
I kako da pročistimo svoj um i da radimo sa tim umom, da nam služi.
Now the purpose to these sections of the Bhagavatam, I will address either Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, what you have to do in the is you have to purify your mind, and you should not at that you think of Krishna at that time. That means you don't think of the sense objects and you also don't think of the no sense objects. You have a total different alternative in your mind that is a transcendental Krishna conscious alternative.
I ono što u komentarima na ove stihove kažu, nisam siguran da li Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur ili Jiva Goswami, jedan od njih dvojice kaže da ono što trebaš da uradiš jeste da pročistiš svoj um, tako da u tom umu ne postoji više ni predmeti čula, a ni nemišljenje o njema, već imaš jednu kompletnu drugu perspektivu, a to je Krishna, transcendentalna perspektiva.
That is what I wanted to express, that when I have noted when I'm in Maya, I just hear about Krishna and engage my mind in Krishna so long until the mind is connected or attached to Krishna.
I to je bilo upravo ono što sam ja pokušala da objasnim. Kada primetim da sam ja u Maji, onda se ja trudim da slušam o Krišni toliko dugo dok ne primetim da je moj um sada vezan za Krišnu.
This is a short answer. If you wish to have a longer answer, you should again read that passage in the 11th canto and read the purports which are there. I mean, this Bhaktivedanta purports quote these two purports from Jiva and Vishwanath.
Tako da ako želiš pravilno da razumeš ove stihove, treba opet da pročitaš komentare koji su u stvari citirani od strane Šila Prabhupada u njegovom smislu.
But I must really say I was very impressed by the question. It was a complicated subject matter, but you explained it quite clearly.
Ali moram da kažem da sam stvarno bio impresioniran zato što je ovo jedan komplikovan tema, a ti si to jako dobro izrazio.
So please train your mind more.
Tako da ti molim da treniraš svoj um još više.
Then next year you will be even more clearer and not be lost in a side subject.
Tako da ćeš sljedeće godine biti još jasniji i nećeš se izgubiti usput u nekoj sporednoj temi.
Good. Thank you very much. Now we have gotten a sign. Everyone is ready. The ninjas are ready. Also, so we should immediately please go there because we don't know when the rain starts again. So, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Dai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.